All right, I got one. The Philly Fanatic, four words. What that mouth do? What's up, guys? Welcome to Intentionally Foul, the podcast where nothing in sports is off limits. This is actually our first podcast. If you listen to this, you're probably fucking bored. Cam, how's it going?
Man, I'm fucking bored, let me tell you.
I'm ready to get talking about some fucking sports.
I'm ready to talk about anything.
All right, so my name is Jacob, and this is Cam.
What's going on?
We are your co-hosts of Intentionally Foul, the sports podcast. We'll talk about anything from A to Z, Zion Williamson, aerobics, anything like that.
Yeah, now we could talk about Zion for a while, actually. Yeah. I mean, how much weight do you think he's gaining during coronavirus lockdown? I think he might actually be 500 pounds.
Yeah, I saw something the other day where he has like beef with a woman right now. I don't know what, I didn't read into it much, but I saw that there might be beef.
Well, dude, he definitely has both. He's like probably eating a shit ton of beef right now because he's so fucking fat. I'm just kidding, Zion. I love you. You're great. You're great to watch.
Shit. All right. Well, first topic we're going to talk about here, we're going to talk about best stadiums in the NFL. Cam, you got one?
With the NFL? Oh, God, dude. I mean, Mercedes-Benz Stadium is okay. So fucking nice. And I mean, the Rams are getting the new one too, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think that they are with the Chargers on that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the new Raiders one is going to be pretty cool because, like, dude, I mean, Vegas, you got to go all out with that.
Yeah, I got some few notes on the Las Vegas one. It cost almost $1.5 billion to make.
I mean, people who live in Vegas, like, I feel like they wouldn't even have to be Raiders fans. Just going to a football game after, like, hitting the casino or some shit is kind of a flex.
Dude, I know. And it's right on the strip. That's fucking perfect.
They knew what they were doing. I mean, Oakland isn't going to cut it. Because
yeah,
they already got their Warriors and shit. Like, they were spoiled.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad that the Raiders moved out of Oakland. It was time. Like,
well, yeah, it's not like the Raiders haven't moved before. I mean, when they were in LA, true, that was pretty cool, but a team that's always on the move, it's like whatever at that point.
Yeah. I hope they stay in Vegas for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, the stadium, it just looks like a spaceship, like something out of Star Wars.
Well, no, it really does. I mean, I think they moved there because I really don't know how long they were planning it, but once they had the Golden Knights show up and then see how much money that team made, I mean, yeah, I think it was definitely time.
Yeah. And it doesn't have that many seats. Though it's only like 65,000. It's like towards the bottom of all the NFL rankings.
I mean, would that make it like more expensive to get into a game, you think?
Probably. I did see that you can, I think it goes up to like 80,000 seats. So for like the Super Bowl or something like that, it would definitely fill up fast and expensively.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a nice Super Bowl location.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty hyped for the draft to be in Vegas too.
Oh, dude, it's COVID.
Like, imagine you're Joe Burrow, and you just had one of the most historic individual seasons and, you know, successful seasons in general.
Yeah.
Then you know you're going to be number one, mm-hmm, no matter who the fuck is up. And then you have people going on boats and shit in Vegas to go, you know, get their draft cap and all that.
Yeah, that would have been so sick, man.
Ugh. And now it's, like, going to be the shittiest one in history. I mean, obviously, it wasn't their fault. But like,
yeah. I'm sure, aren't they going to Vegas next year?
Oh, they got to like remake.
Or 2 years.
You know, they got to make up for it, I feel like.
I'm pretty sure they're going to Cleveland next year, and then they're going to Vegas again the year after that.
Gotcha. Speaking of Cleveland, Ohio, what do you think about the Browns this upcoming season?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I think the Browns are going to be about 7-9. OBJ is going to get hurt. Jarvis is going to be traded. And they'll miss the playoffs by one game.
You know, that's probably going to happen. I mean, I think this is going to be the season where people finally make their mind up on Baker Mayfield. Because, yeah, like, not everyone has decided what they think about the guy so far. But after now, it's really just like we've seen enough of him. And we've seen him, like, on the same team with, mm-hmm, the same weapons for a while to work with. And if he can't get it done, it's whatever. If he does progress, it's kind of, you know, that wouldn't be too far out either, because, you know, he's just got a lot to work with in general. Yeah.
He's got so many weapons. Chubb at running back. Isn't Kareem Hunt the backup?
Well, yeah, they got Kareem, and then they also have Hooper.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they got him this year.
Yeah, they got Hooper. So if he can't do anything with that, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Dude, another part of like the Vegas stadium, going back to that, is like they have the retractable field, you know, like at the Cardinals stadium.
Oh, shit.
So like in the summertime or whatever, they can like go out there and have like training camps. Or I can't remember what the Cardinals did because I don't really pay attention to the Cardinals. But yeah, they have that new like retractable field. I think that's a huge addition for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is it just them and the Cardinals?
Do you know? Yeah, those are the only two that I know of.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was anymore, but yeah. Still, the Cowboys, are they the only ones with the retractable roof?
I don't think so.
Because I think that's a pretty big flex. I mean, I think Jerry Jones said he had it so God can watch his favorite team play or some
dude,
shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, I personally have been to that stadium, and it's beautiful. Honestly, yeah. Probably the number one stadium in the entire NFL. And that's hard for me to say. I'm from Minnesota. I'm a huge Vikings fan, and I love U.S. Bank. But the Cowboy Stadium is right up there with it, if not past it.
Right. I would have to say the Cowboy Stadium is just like in a league by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to really go to it too. I mean, it looks great from pictures, but once you're actually there, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is possible to make something like this.
I mean, that screen. It's like, I think it's a four screen. There's four screens on that video board. 160 feet long by 71 feet high. It runs from 25-yard line to the other 25-yard line. I think it's the biggest LED video board in the entire world.
Yeah, sometimes they'll show movies there.
Oh,
like
for real?
Premieres and shit. And then people can sit in the stands and then watch it that way.
Damn, I saw that they were playing Madden there years ago. Like, that shit is crazy. And it was only like $1.15 billion to build it.
I mean, I remember when it first opened up, they were having issues with having footballs actually like hit the bottom of it.
Oh, really?
During like kickoffs or something. Like a pun. I feel like that shit. It's definitely possible, but you'd really have to be trying to do it. I mean, yeah, you can do it, but are you going to every time? I feel like no one does that every single attempt.
Yeah.
They're probably just trying to find a way to shit on the Cowboys somehow.
Honestly, that's probably why. The Cowboys are always in the spotlight for being good and like being America's team. But like,
yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a lose-lose for the Cowboys and like their fans, because there are people who are going to try to scrutinize them for like literally anything.
Yeah, true.
One thing you can't take away from them, like no matter what, is the stadium.
Yeah.
They always got that.
I mean, it's got 80,000 seats. We were on the third or fourth level to watch a Cowboys-Vikings game, and it literally felt like I was going to fall over because we were in the nosebleeds. So scary, because I've never been that high watching a football game before.
Yeah, I mean, like, the very top section of that is just, it's insane, because you really got to, like, have good eyes to even see what's going on. But, you know, you're still there. Like, the atmosphere is huge.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's get to the last stadium. I mentioned this earlier, for me anyways, is U.S. Bank Stadium. Gorgeous. It has the biggest glass windows on the side.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yep, in the world. They're the biggest rotating windows. Fun fact, they actually came from my hometown, the glass windows.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty sick. But U.S. Bank has been open for only 2 years and has held like over 200 events. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, I've never seen something like that. I have the best memory about the Viking Stadium before that, but what was that like? I mean, is this like a huge, huge improvement, or was the one before that like pretty nice?
I mean, the Metrodome wasn't bad besides the roof, but like, I didn't think it was that bad. I'd been there before and it was kind of cool to be at. And then when they transitioned into U.S. Bank, They were at TCF Bank, which is the home of the Golden Gophers. And that was fun to be at. They had to put like heating of the field so that the field wouldn't be like hard ass cold when they fell on it and like possibly break bones way easier.
Yeah. No, I always got a lot of respect for teams that are going to either, they're going to go outside and they're going to play and they don't have like coverage from the weather or anything like that.
Yeah.
It really does just like throw everything off.
I mean, another one like CenturyLink. Mm-hmm. CenturyLink for the Seattle Seahawks. Like, that is gorgeous. And the fact that they can play there when it's rainy all the time, respect.
Yeah.
Like, they're a solid team and they play in a solid stadium.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to see how the Raiders are going to do once they move to Vegas. But one thing I've kind of noticed is you have all these teams we're talking about, and they're not bad by any means.
Yeah.
But if you look at the Lions stadium and the quality of that team, that's one thing that always throws me off, you know, because I feel like I would love to go to the games because the stadium's so nice. But if I was a Lions fan, I couldn't take it.
I was thinking, what's another stadium? Like, the team is bad and the stadium is bad.
Oh, man. God.
Because, I mean, the Bears stadium, they're, like, in my opinion, the Bears aren't that good. Sorry, Bears fans. But the stadium is historic as hell.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, let's say the Patriots are shit this year. I don't think Gillette's really anything to brag about as a stadium. I'll be honest, like, the Carter in Fort Worth for TCU is, I think it's better.
Really?
Yeah. Because, well, they just had all these new additions to it. So, like, now it is. But Gillette doesn't really have too much to brag about.
Huh. Oh, I figured out which one it is. The worst team or stadium. Before they moved, the Chargers, they were in like a super small soccer stadium, and they weren't that good last year. Mm-hmm. That's a team that has a bad stadium and a bad record, but they're going into a new stadium, SoFi Stadium, and that's going to be gorgeous.
I think they're one of the most interesting teams in the NFL right now. I mean, they have a complete rebrand with their look going on, and then they got the new, you know, stadium going on, and then they also have, you know, Justin throwing the ball instead of Phillips. So
do you like their new uniforms?
I mean, yeah, I like them. I'm not really a fan of the Patriots new jerseys. I feel like every team did a great job so far with their rebranding, but
all of them,
the Patriots, not the free,
I mean, Colts like made no difference. I'm pretty sure the Browns made almost no difference.
Yeah, some teams really didn't try, but it's not like they were super shit to begin with. I mean, the Browns ones, they could maybe do a little better with that.
Yeah. I feel like the Browns in the next few years are actually going to make good uniforms if they have star players.
Right.
I feel like OBJ might be traded, you know? Like, things like that could happen.
Yeah, I think something big will happen to them in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
But if they continue to just have a drought forever, I'm going to be pretty surprised. I'm also going to be pretty sorry for Cleveland sports fans. I'm so sorry. But
I mean, they had the Indians. They got to the World Series. I don't remember if they won or not.
Oh, they choked.
They did.
They choked at 3-1. 3-1. Yeah.
That's right. But then they had LeBron, and then LeBron left, mm-hmm. and he came back, won a championship, one or two.
They just had one, but honestly, if they had everyone healthy in 2015 without, you know, because Kyrie went down in overtime game one, Kevin Love had his shoulder ripped out of his socket during the Celtics series, I still feel like the Cavs would have beat that team.
Dude, honestly, if JR wouldn't have made that mistake in game one, they might have won the series.
Yeah, I mean, it's game one for momentum, and that's really important.
Yeah.
Plus, just, you're going to be thinking about that in the back of your head every game on that team. Like, it's kills chemistry.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that LeBron James didn't punch that man in the face off camera.
Every fucking day at practice, I'd beat his ass. If a teammate ever did that, oh my God.
Yeah. I really do want to see some more off-camera shit in the NBA. I mean, obviously it'd be fucked because they probably don't know they're being recorded, but it'd be very entertaining.
Dude, what if they had like a hard knocks for the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was actually on a good network. Because they always have stuff on like MT, NBA TV, and that stuff's not doesn't that stuff doesn't really have high production value. But right. then you take like the stuff like The Last Dance on ESPN. Like that shit was so well put together.
Yeah, it had really good marketing. I mean, not only is it something really interesting to talk about, but everywhere you'd go on social media, it's like, holy shit, Last Dance, Last Dance.
Yeah.
At one point before it even came out, I was honestly like, just shut the fuck up because like I don't care that much.
Yeah.
And, but then sports got canceled and I was like, okay, I'm a little more interested. And then by the time episode 1 and 2 came out and I'm waiting for 3, I'm like, give me this shit. Like, yeah. Bad. Like that's another thing they did really well. They would put out 2 per week.
Mm.
And it got it wrapped up quicker. Nice. It's nice to have just 2 hours of watching it whenever an episode or 2 drops. So,
and I think the fact that Netflix produced it with ESPN, I think that helped the production value of The Last Dance.
Yeah, I'd say that Netflix just has a shit ton of money to throw around.
Yeah.
It's becoming a huge trend to drop shit on Netflix now. I notice. I mean, the Irishman with Scorsese, 3.5 hours. I mean, going to a regular theater, that's going to kill you.
Yeah, that's
you know, you're gonna need to go to take a shit.
I would piss myself Netflix, at least twice.
Netflix is a luxury to you know pause the fucking movie, but I feel like that was part of it too. But it's just like the movie was gonna be really expensive, and Netflix does have the money too. So there are times like that where it really works out well.
Yeah.
There is some absolute trash on the app, unfortunately. But when they strike gold releasing something, they do a great job.
Yeah, I know we're getting off topic, but what's a trash thing on Netflix?
Oh, really trash thing. Oh, God, that fucking Adam Sandler movie.
Which one?
The one he like just... Well, no, it's not even like an Adam Sandler. I call it that because it's from his production company.
Okay.
But it's like... I'm going to have to look it up.
The Wrong Missy or something? Yeah. That was the one that just came out.
Yeah.
You didn't like that? Dude, I liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, you know, what the fuck is his name?
David Spade?
Him, but the other guy. You ever see Benchwarmers?
Yeah, the guy he's the who's main
like
actor.
Afraid of the sun?
Nick Swartzen.
Yeah, he looks like... I'm not trying to like fat shame or anything, but like he looks unhealthy.
Really?
Like he's doing a ton of coke off camera, kind of unhealthy. So that was a little concerning. Maybe I need to see it again after while drinking or something. But
I didn't think it was that bad. I watched it on the plane and it wasn't too bad. There was a few like really cringy parts.
Well, yeah, I
really bad.
You notice how like David Spade gets raped like 6 times throughout the whole movie. Like,
yeah,
am I supposed to laugh?
That's pretty fucked.
You know, like shit like that kind of ruined the movie for me.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe maybe I was just in a bad mood that day or something.
That could have been it. Who knows?
Plus, like I just saw it too, and compared to that fucking other movie we saw, it was. Total shit.
Which one? Lovebirds?
Yeah, that one.
With Kumanji?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah. Like, that was way better, but whatever.
Let's get into, like, hot... We're going to transition into our third topic that we have here. The first, and it's hottest mascot. Who do you got for hottest mascot?
Honestly, the Phoenix Suns gorilla is undefeated, bro.
Why?
Because... Look, man, hottest mascot.
Yeah.
One, the gorilla is just straight up attractive. And then two...
I mean, it's a very strong animal in nature.
Yeah. Yeah. People like looking at gorillas. Yeah. You know, so you could well say that. And it's hot because they're in fucking Phoenix, Arizona, too. And then three, the person in that fucking costume is hot as fuck. Like, just temperature-wise, because
it's
a goddamn gorilla outfit, and you're doing a ton of shit all game.
And they do mascot stuff for the Suns, which is also hot.
Yeah, I know, and they're the fucking Suns. Hottest mascot, you know, Phoenix Suns gorilla by a mile for me.
All right, I got one. The Philly Fanatic, 4 words. What that mouth do?
Philly Fanatic, huh?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I kind of see it. I kind of see it.
That shit looked like Birdo on steroids. Like Birdo and the Hulk had sex.
Actually,
that's what the Philly Fanatic looks like.
That thing, wow, I never really realized how like fucked up this mascot is.
Also, added point to the Philly Fanatic, she or he
what the fuck is it?
Is thick as hell.
Yeah. Like
two C's.
Damn. You're not lying, man.
Dude, that's by far the hottest mascot.
Yeah, that's in contention. Other mascots I'm trying to think of. Dude, I really am a fan of that OKC bison.
Oh, that's not... That is a pretty hunky bison.
Well, the bison itself just looks very very strong.
Yep.
You know, it looks like it means business.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very good quality for what makes something hot, too, because they can handle themselves.
I agree. Speaking of that, another one is the Michigan State Spartan mascot.
Right.
That one is a hunky, big hunky dude. Well,
yeah, that guy is just... doing lift after lift all fucking day.
Oh yeah, don't they do push-ups after every touchdown or something?
Not 100% on that one, but now that you mention it, they might. I don't know.
They did something like that in high school with the cheerleaders. After every touchdown, they would do 7 push-ups.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they do that in college, but I have seen it done at the high school level.
Gotcha. That's actually, yeah, that's actually pretty interesting. Damn.
That's probably why it's so jacked.
Most likely. I mean, What other mascot am I trying to think of right now? Okay, this is slightly off topic, but I just needed to ask the question.
Yeah.
Why does Alabama have an elephant? And then the Crimson Tide.
I don't know.
Do you know that? Like,
isn't Crimson Tide just the color? We might need help from our Alabama fans, but I don't know what the tide part adds to it. Because the tide is from waves, right? So is it red waves? But why is it an elephant?
I don't know. Isn't the Stanford mascot, like, it's the cardinal?
It's a tree.
Yeah.
That's another
one
that I had.
Cardinal. So, is that, like, the color? Like, I never figured that one out.
Oh, I don't know. Or is that a kind of tree? Because I know, I think that in the Stanford logo of the school, they have a tree.
Yeah.
It could be this.
It is.
Same four words that go with, like, as a Stanford tree. What that mouth do. Have you seen that mouth on that thing?
The Stanford tree.
Damn.
I went to the Alamo Bowl when TCU and Stanford were playing, and okay, their band is a goddamn joke.
The Stanford band?
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. I don't think they even have a band director. I think it's literally just like a volunteer job.
What?
Like, you have to be good, obviously, or else, like, I feel like the team would kick you, like, the band would kick you out before, like, an actual, like, head director.
Really?
Do it, yeah. It's so fucking
That's
weird
because, like, Stanford is a super high, like, education, like, college.
Yeah, I think maybe they're just like, you guys can handle yourselves or something.
What the fuck? Yeah. They just give all creative, like, content to them, and they just make all the music themselves. They don't even, like, follow any music at all.
I think songs are decided by... GroupMe posts 5 minutes before they happen. I don't know. And they just throw them out there and see whoever gets the most.
Shit, I need to find that. I'm going to put in a future song or something like that for them to play.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Not really sure. But it's the most interesting thing I've seen from a band. And they also dress like goddamn idiots. And then they play their songs while, like, dancing around on the field. In, like, the most ridiculous outfits you've ever
seen.
Really? Yeah. It's so weird.
I also had... So, let's go into... I have another idea with mascots. What about, like, the scariest one? Like, which one, like, gives you the creeps? Is there any that gives you the creeps at all?
Honestly, man, I'll throw this one out. If you take the TCU Horned Frog from, like, way back... Okay. Before they did a complete rebrand on that thing, that was terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, I'll pull up a photo.
Dude, one that I had was a Gritty. You know the Philadelphia Flyers mascot? The one that looks like googly eyes on steroids?
Honestly, yeah. That.
Oh,
dude.
Wow.
He's scary. Yes. I've seen him on his social media and stuff. He is creepy to watch, man. He just gives me the weird vibes.
Dude, his face just like, he's staring at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, why is he always smiling?
But,
what the fuck?
But he's not, because the eyes move around. So it's like at least one eye is going to be looking at you, which is creepy as shit.
It's like having a glass eye. Like one of them would look like the opposite way than actually looking at you.
And then, yeah, he's always smiling.
Yeah.
I like mascots who, it's like ambiguous.
Yeah.
To what they're doing sometimes too, but this guy, it's clear that he's just a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found the old horn frog.
I think the Philadelphia Flyers mascot is on steroids. Holy shit. You guys should look at this online. It is like a cyclops.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like a COVID cyclops.
Yeah.
It has all the points and everything. It is creepy.
It does look like coronavirus. They knew what they were doing when they redesigned, because, geez, who the hell wants to even, like, root for that?
Yeah, the
thing?
One that it looks like, the one that they have now is gorgeous. Like, it's,
yeah.
Honestly, that could be in the hottest mascots. That's a pretty good looking one.
Oh, no, it's great. They have six people who rotate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
I knew one of the people who did it.
Damn, that's fucking cool.
And I can totally see why they would do that, because let's say it's one person the whole game.
Yeah.
You might pass
Dude,
out.
Dude, especially because... in the summer heat.
Well, the opening day is so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. That's like the beginning of November or September. And down in Texas, it's like 95 degrees in September.
Yeah, some games are just brutal. And if you're going to that game, it's a good chance there's a noon kickoff, because there were a shit ton of those for some reason.
What's that mean?
Well, just like the earliest possible kickoff.
Oh, okay.
Time. Like just at noon, you know? And... night games, way better. You don't have to worry about that shit. Like, people are just really hype at night, too.
Oh, really?
Because people are, like, tired at noon to start cheering and shit. Like, some people just rolled out of bed, just started drinking, just whatever. They just started doing it because it's fucking Saturday. You know, you're always going to sleep in.
And then you throw in drinking. You can start drinking at, like, 3 in the afternoon and be fine. But starting at 8?
With noon kickoffs, it just promotes alcoholism, because you're drinking at like 8 in the morning sometimes. Yeah. So like, what the fuck? With nighttime, though, people have just been getting hyped up all day for this fucking
game. I feel like night games add a bit of like the fact that you want to watch a game. It just adds so much extra hype into it. Like, think about any NFL primetime game. It's usually against two really good teams. And so they do that for ratings. And obviously, if it's two good teams, people are going to want to watch and going to be hyped out about it.
Yeah. Whenever College Game Day moves around, I know the students, they're going insane with their signs.
Oh, really?
And they like camp out the night before to like get to where it's going to be filmed, because they're that hyped to be on TV.
Oh, dude. Fuck. That's so nuts.
I mean, I don't know if it would ever go to UNT, because they're not, you know, powerhouse or anything.
Yeah, especially right now.
Yeah, I mean, there was, I think it was last year, they were like really good. Not like this previous season, but the one before that, they were pretty damn good.
Yeah, I know the Gophers got to be on College Game Day for the first time in school history.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I really liked watching Minnesota football.
Yeah. I think over time, PJ Flex got what... PJ Fleck has the recipe for success for this team. And I think just give it a few more years, they're going to be one of the top teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're going to be like definitely talked about, because with Minnesota, it wasn't like people were talking about them like from the jump. It's like a few games had to get played. Like, that's what makes a team really special, when you already have those expectations and then they meet them like pretty fucking quick.
And they beat Penn State, top five team. Destroyed them, and that was like the big like homecoming for the Gophers to finally be a good team.
Yeah,
it was pretty crazy.
I mean, I casually look at how they're doing, because I'm obviously looking at Michigan and what they're doing in the Big Ten. I don't pay too much attention to teams outside of Michigan, or I mean, some of them are just in your face, like Ohio State's always going to be
in your face.
Yeah. But it was nice to see them actually do something. And it's nice when the Big Ten is competitive, yeah, too, because then it makes you feel like your team winning actually means a lot more.
Yeah. Okay, I got one more mascot. A scary mascot. It's Mr. Met. Mr. Met for the New York Mets.
Oh, Mr. Met. Okay.
Who in the hell designed this mascot? What a cop out. Put a baseball on a human body and fucking say that's a mascot? Please.
Dude, I think they came up with the idea for Mr. Met in literally 1 second.
Honestly.
What if we combined a person and a baseball?
Yeah.
So easy.
Honestly, this is probably what happened. The creative designer woke up one morning. His son or daughter was a huge Mets fan. They just decided to put a baseball on top of a human body. And it was a stick figure. This is not real. This is just my interpretation. But they woke up.
I mean, it's probably true.
Honestly, they woke up. They saw that and was like, oh, shit. That's really good. I'm going to take that in. The board is all like, yep, we like that. Make that into a more realistic baseball and human, and you're good to go. And it just got passed like that.
You know, that's probably happened. I mean,
what is he even wearing?
Mr. Met's been around for a while, so it's not like we're going to get a rebrand. Plus, like, I don't know. There's something about him.
Yeah.
Can't avoid.
Why do mascots have numbers on their jerseys? They should have no numbers.
I'm looking at the Astros mascot right now, and I'm always on the fence with this one being scary or not, because it's like a Martian or an alien, you know, and they have antennas.
Hey, that's not a bad idea though. Like,
yeah, it's decent. Like, they definitely gave an effort compared to Mr. Met, where there was very
at least little. That's like space related, like the astronauts or astronauts.
Yeah, the astro.
Oh shit,
you know. Some mascots are, it's a pretty big hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, because when they miss, it's just like.
It's a big miss.
I'm going to look at what the internet thinks is the worst mascot of all time. Okay. Because sometimes you can just type it into Google and like it'll come up like right away. But damn, this is bad because so many good contenders just came up.
Which ones you got?
Okay. Let's look at this one. You have a pie, like literally a apple pie with a face
for on. What team?
Wigan Athletics.
What the fuck is that? A high school?
I don't know what the hell that
sounds
is.
Like a high school or like an IMG Academy or something.
Dude, it's called Krusty the Pie.
Krusty. Oh my god, Krusty the Pie.
You have the stand, dude. This is what I'm talking about, man. Look at this shit from Stanford.
Oh, dude, Stanford is scary. What the hell is that baby? New Orleans baby?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
New Orleans has a baby as their mascot, the Pelicans.
This looks like a basketball stadium.
I'm pretty sure it's the Pelicans.
That could be, man. Home of the. Okay, it says Hornets back there because it's a photo, obviously, but same shit, basically. Yeah, that's kind of fucked.
Dude, I'm just trying to think. Have you ever been to a Harlem Globetrotters game?
I did a very long time ago.
Did they ever have like those bouncing mascots? And then they have like a little kid that goes with them and they both bounce and shit? And they bounce on their heads and stuff? Oh my god. Don't get me wrong. As a 12-year-old, I thought that was the coolest shit I'd ever seen. But now that I'm 23, I'm like, nah, they could have come up with something better.
Yeah. I mean, you don't hear people talk about the Globetrotters as much.
They're still going.
They're still going on,
yeah,
right?
They're still going.
Yeah. It's really entertaining, especially like when, you know, you're a kid and you get like the chance to just see like live basketball because like you go fucking crazy. That's one thing you got to love. Like kids at the games are just like, giving 110%.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is fucking awesome.
Dude, oh my god. I'm telling you, Harlem Globetrotters are something that if you've never taken your kid to or anything like that, it's definitely worth doing. This is not a brand deal or nothing. I'm just saying Harlem Globetrotters is probably one of the best family sports events you can go to.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm not really sure about the pricing either.
I think it was pretty cheap. I think it was like $20 a ticket or something. Like, that's pretty cheap for a basketball team that's got worldwide like prestige.
Imagine being a basketball fan in the 50s and you go to a Globetrotters game and you see Wilt Chamberlain, because he started off on the Globetrotters and then went to the NBA. Imagine seeing him play and then see him just joining the NBA and then just dominating shit. Like,
I mean, basketball and girls.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my god, I forget about that too.
Wilt is still,
well, yeah, no, he had what, 20,000 bodies.
I think he had, I think I saw a stat one time that he had to have sex with like 10 girls a day,
really,
for that number to come up. Yeah,
dude. Speaking of basketball players and sex, Magic Johnson's new documentary is in development.
Yeah, I love that segue, by the way.
I thought that was some very positive news when I heard about the Magic Johnson.
I think that would be good. I think once that comes out, it will like really shine light on like the AIDS community even too.
Yeah, I mean, that dude was just in a hot spot for it because like it was very new at the time. One, and then two, you are at the peak of your career. Mm-hmm. You live in LA, where there are a ton of slutty women going around. I mean, and you're Magic Johnson, like,
yeah.
I mean, it would have happened. The only thing, like, if he wasn't married during the time, I would be like, all right, whatever, man. You didn't really know what you were getting yourself into that much, but he really just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. he was a fucking baller off the court and on the court.
Oh yeah, definitely. I remember when he came back and played with HIV, and then he won like the All-Star.
Oh yeah, I remember that. He shot a three-pointer. I remember seeing it as a kid, a three-pointer in the All-Star game, and everyone's like, "Oh, Magic is back, baby! Yeah. Let's go!"
Yeah, he him with HIV. Okay, that makes me think like there actually is a cure out there, but he just is one of the few people that can afford it.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy for our conspiracy friends. Definitely something to look at for sure.
Well, yeah, when he got the news, I think he thought he was only going to be alive for a handful
really?
Of years. He's defying all the odds because that was so long ago. It's almost 30 years ago.
Shit.
And how? I don't know.
Yeah. Damn. Well, that's all the time we have for the podcast. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Check out our Patreon for early and bonus episodes. Go follow us on all of our social medias, Instagram at Intentionally Foul. Look us up on Facebook at Intentionally Foul. This has been an Intentionally Foul podcast. Bye.
Later, y'all.